O God, the strength of all who trust in you, mercifully accept our prayers, and because through the weakness of our mortal nature we can do no good thing, grant us your grace to keep your commandments, that we may please you in both will and deed. This week's collect, the Prayer of the Church, confesses that we cannot, by our own abilities, love God with our whole heart or our neighbors ourselves. We are forgiven because of God's grace and respond by doing His will by keeping His commandments. Because we are forgiven, we love God with our whole heart and reflect His love to our neighbors. The story of the rich man and Lazarus continues. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried, and in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. Lazarus, whose name means helped by God, was not saved because he was a poor, sick beggar who languished alone and neglected at the gate of the rich man. Lazarus was saved because he trusted in God. It is because of God's grace, love, and mercy that this child of Abraham was taken by God's angels to the everlasting feast in heaven. Being rich, being a prominent citizen and religious leader, did not save the Pharisee. We know the rich man sinned against Lazarus by being indifferent, by neglecting him. This shows the selfish nature of the rich man, poor towards those in need, because he lacks faith in God. May our Lord grant us wisdom to trust in Him alone for our redemption from everlasting death. Amen.